glad everybody joined us tonight. It's a special, special night. We have an awesome person with us tonight who has been in ministry, going around to various churches. His music, or a lot of which is original, his heart is for Jesus Christ and for God's people, bringing the message of God's love to everyone, and that's so important, and it's such an awesome ministry. So we're happy you're here. But before we start, let's have a moment of prayer, and then I'll introduce our awesome, awesome. Loving God, we thank you for gathering us here this night. We know, God, that you brought us here so that we could be ministered to, so we could sit at your feet, God, through the man that comes before us this night to sing praises to you, to testify, to bring forth word through your gifts upon him, God. We thank you for Sean, and we thank you for bringing him here this night. We ask a blessing of your spirit upon this service this night, and we are here this night to enjoy your beautiful love. And we thank you and praise you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So without further ado, Sean Thomas. Awesome.
Hey, everybody. I thought we could start with some praise and worship. How about that? All right, so as you're able, why don't you stand up with me and we'll sing together.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of the King rise among us. Let it arise.
Sing that again. Let the glory.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord,
come on,
rise. Let the praises of the King rise among us. Let it arise.
Let the song,
let the songs of the Lord rise among us. Let the songs of the Lord rise among
the joy.
Let the joy of the King rise among us. Let it rise. Oh, 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 let it rise. Oh, 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 let it rise.
Sing that again. Oh, let it rise.
Oh, 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 let it rise.
We warmed up now? All right, let's try it. Here we go. Let the glory.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of the King rise among us, and let it arise.
One more time, let the glory, sing it out now, come on.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of the King, oh, rise among us. Let it arise.
Song.
Songs of the Lord rise among us. We let the songs of the Lord rise.
The joy,
let the joy of the King rise among us, and let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, oh, let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, oh, oh.
Amen, amen.
Away what's already been cleaned. Save what has been saved. Pay for what's been paid. There's no doing what's already been done.
Thank God.
Could you heal the wound that's already healed? Reveal the truth that's already revealed. Find a lost that's found. Free what's now unbound. Light a flame that's already on fire. The fight's already won.
One more together.
thanksgiving and all the honor is yours. The power and strength be to our God forever and ever.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you glory. Yes, we praise you, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you glory.
Glory.
We praise you, Lord. Oh, I wanna thank you, Jesus. Oh, I wanna thank you, Lord. Oh, I wanna sing to you, glory.
You can be seated. My husband Brian was given a sermon one time, and he likes to use illustrations, and he had this kind of PowerPoint slide presentation that I wish I had something like it with me just so you could see the way he was diagramming. But he was talking about how immense and vast the known universe is. And I don't know if you've ever seen... you've probably seen, like, I don't know, in magazines or on TV, or sometimes they'll do this on the sci-fi, or not sci-fi, but like the science channel. not the sci-fi channel, but the science channel, where they show the Earth, and then they kind of zoom out from that, and they show the solar system, and then here's the Earth, the little dot. And then they zoom out from that, and the solar system becomes the little dot, right? And then you're into the galaxy, and then you zoom out from that, and we're into the universe, and that becomes the little dot. And you zoom out from that, and it's like, this is the known universe, and then there's more that we don't even know about. So in Christianity, a lot of times, there's a phrase that you may hear, and it's one of those phrases to me sometimes that we say it so much that we lose track of the weight of what we're saying. That God knows each and every one of us so well that he knows each and every hair on your head, or that he knows every cell and molecule in your body. You heard that before? And we know that. But think about that. The God that made that huge, vast universe that we only know this little dot about, and there's all this other, that same God knows you so well that he knows every molecule in your being. He knows your name before you were named. You know, he knows all about you. The Psalms cry out, search me and know me, Lord, which is a scary prayer, really. I mean, not that God doesn't already know, but just to kind of, you know, lay it out there. I mean, really, that's, you know, that's some trusting and faith in God. Just search me and know me, because God knows us that well. The same God that created all of that is the same God that loves you as his child.
Creator of heaven and earth, divider of darkness and radiant light, forgiver of all my mistakes, healer of my heart and lover of my soul, indescribable love. Unexplainable faithfulness and incredible grace, but what's amazing same God, breathe life, the same God, so love, the same God, rose from the dead, the same God who spoke, the same God who made, the same God forgave the world, he's the same.
I was visiting a church, and the pastor had been doing a series, sermon series, on the lost parables. And so that's the lost coin, the lost sheep, and then sometimes called the prodigal son or the lost son. And so the Sunday that I was there, she was doing the topic was on the lost coin. But she was kind of reviewing first and talking about how there it's a true parallel to draw that in all three of those parables. Of course, there's multiple layers in Jesus' parables, right? I mean, it's not just like, it's never surface. It's like all these different ways to go, which I love, because that's what happened for me on this particular Sunday, is I heard it in a way I hadn't heard it before. And you just think, I've known this story since I was a kid, and, you know, I never realized that was in there. So she was reviewing a little bit and talking about how there's a parallel in there that in each of these stories, we could be placing ourselves in the story as the lost, and God or Christ is coming to find us. So the lost sheep, that Jesus is the shepherd, right? And we are the sheep and that goes after. And so the lost son or the prodigal son, that we are the son and the father figure for God. And what's cool is in the lost coin, if we're the coin, the God figure is a woman, right? In the lost coin story. And so she was talking about in the lost coin, when she is trying to find the coin, there are two things that she does, that Scripture tells us she does to help her find the coin. Do you remember what they are? One is that she lights a lamp, And you have to keep in mind it's not like flipping a switch today, right, where everything just lights up. So it's probably still very dark. You know, it's only going to be light right where the lamp is. So the second thing she does is, anybody remember? She sweeps the floor. She gets a broom and sweeps. Now, was it time to clean house? Why would she do that? How does that help? Just common sense. Why would she get a broom? How does that help you find a coin? What's some? Yeah, if it's under something, yeah, you can reach under. You might hear it go across the floor if you bumped it. The broom gets into the dark corners where you can't reach, where it's dusty and dirty and you can't get to it. The broom can get there. So the pastor this Sunday was talking about, it's a true parallel to say that we could read this parable and see ourselves as the coin and that that God is reaching out to find us. But there also is a parallel in there that God calls us as Christians sometimes to be the broom, to be the instrument that God uses to find that coin, to be the one who's going to go into the dark and dirty and dusty corner to find that lost coin where nobody else will go. To be that broom, to be the tool, to be the conduit that God can work through, to be that one that reaches someone else, that lost one. Let's sing it together.
Be the one that it speaks through. Be the one that it lives through. Be the one who is willing to be used. Is the place for such a time, for such as this. There is a call, there is a sign. Prepare your heart, open your mind. Be the one that speaks through, be the one that lives through, be the one. Don't be afraid. Be very brave. Never ashamed. Step out in faith. Bow down to pray. Lift up the name. Sing out his praise. Be the one that speaks through. Be the one that lives through. Be the one. Time, this is the place.
For such a time, such as this.
Lift up the name, sing out his praise.
Be very
this is
strong,
the time.
Don't be afraid.
This is the time, this is the place.
Step out and sing, bow down to pray.
Lift up the name, sing out his praise. And be the one that it speaks through. Be the one that it lives through. Be the one who's willing to be used. Be the one saying, send me. Be the one praying, save me. Be the one who's witness to the truth. Be the one that speaks through. Be the one that lives through. Be the one who's willing to be used. Be the one saying, send me. Be the one praying, save me. Be the one.
So God gives us people in our lives that we just can't even imagine what we've ever done to deserve how wonderful they are to us. You all have people like that in your life? Maybe it's a family member. And sometimes they come and go, different phases in our life. You might think back when you were younger, there may have been just a really perfect, you know, friend that was just always there for you, understood you. It could be a husband or a wife. It could be a father or a mother, like I said, or just a really good friend. And, you're driving down the road kind of person, and they just come to your mind, and you think, thank God for that person, you know, for whatever reason that they are there in my life. And so I call those kind of people my thank you God people. You know, thank you God for this person, just for who you've created this person to be in my life. Thank you so much. I don't deserve this. So my favorite thank you person, thank you God person, is my husband, Brian. So I wrote a little ditty for him. It's kind of a country tune, and I thought I'd share that with you if that's all right. So this is thank you for being my thank you God for Brian. And you can think of your thank you God person.
I was lost, the kind of lost you are, when being found is near impossible. I'd given up, convinced of all my doubt, too scared to love, too proud to try again. I made a vow, the kind to tell yourself, never again means never breaking through. Took all my doubt away. You showed me a better way. Heaven must have sent you to thank you, God. I was blind, but now I see. A perfect love was meant to be. Thank you for being my thank you, God. Cause my head's been filled with so much noise. It's all I ever hear inside. And all the big stuff, it seems so small. And all the things that matter before, they don't really matter anymore. But sometimes it's hard to say, God, it's yours and not my way. It's a really big mountain for my little bitty mustard seed. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to say, I'll be fine, you'll be okay. Got a white knuckle grip saying, Jesus, take the wheel. I'm singing, 'cause I got Christ in my life. Zig, but I always seem to zag, 'cause my head says stop and my heart says go, losing all the cool I had. It's little things that get to you, but somebody said or somebody did, it never really turns out true. So for now I'll be just fine, take my pride and I'll redefine, let the things of this world fall away and disappear. Said I know of the Lord, and I feel it in the atmosphere. I'm seeking, hallelujah. I'm shouting, glory be. I thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let go and let God decide, 'cause I got Christ in my life. In my life, oh, oh, oh.
I got Christ.
And all the big stuff, it seems so small. And all the things that mattered before, they don't really matter anymore. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to say, I'll be fine, yeah, I'll be okay. Got a white knuckle grip saying, Jesus, take the wheel. I'm shouting, glory be, but thank you, Jesus, amen. Let go and let God decide, 'cause I got Christ in my life. Yeah. I got Christ in my life. I got Christ in my life.
I wanted to share some scripture with you. I think they've got it on the slides, or if you want to look in your Bible or on your phone, on your phone app, please take out your phone app and turn to whatever slide you have on your phone. So we're going to be looking at a couple of different places, but the first place is in Colossians chapter 1. Starting at verse 15. So I was in a Bible study, and the teacher was talking about Christ being eternal. And on the surface, I was like, okay, got that. But as the class continued, I realized I didn't. I had a completely, I didn't have the whole picture. I only had that, you know, it was that see in the mirror dimly kind of thing. I thought I had it, but I only had this little bit. And the part of the reason was in the definition of eternal. And in my head, I think without really realizing it, when I talked about or when I thought about God and Christ especially, Jesus being eternal, it was from a certain point forward forever and ever and ever. Kind of like when you're a kid, you got Old Testament before Jesus, New Testament after Jesus. So you don't think of Jesus in the Old Testament at all. But eternal doesn't start at one point and move forward. Eternal goes both directions. So if Christ is eternal, then Christ is in the Old Testament, right? Christ is all over the place. Christ is eternal. Christ always was, always will be. So it was a kind of a whole new perspective for me. And these particular scriptures just kind of really brought that out for me, were some of the ones that we were looking at. So in Colossians, the first chapter, verse 15, it says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. So speaking of Jesus, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn. So even before creation, there was Christ. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and on our earth. So not only was he there, but it's kind of like he was part of that, right? For by him all things were created that were in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things. When the Bible says all, it means all, right? All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. That's definitely eternal going the other direction, right? Before all things. It blew my mind. Does anybody else get a little bit for that? I mean, it did. I was like, wow, I've never thought about it this way. He is before all things, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that is all things. He may have the preeminence. So Christ is there in the very beginning. And then the other little place to look, there's lots of places, but let's look at Revelation. I forgot what it was. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Behold, he is coming on the clouds, and every eye will see him. This kind of reminds me of Jesus' baptism, of the clouds opening up. And behold, he is that same kind of picture. Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. Some scriptures say, even so, behold. So, you know, behold the Christ. And just like I said, the voice of God saying, behold my son with whom I'm well pleased, coming through the clouds. I am, now we have Christ speaking. I am the Alpha and the Omega. What's that mean? Yeah, so not the beginning of the New Testament. The beginning. Like, keep going back, right? So I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. In Hebrews, it says that he is the same yesterday. This is the cool thing, too, is through all of this evolution, if you want to use that word, or, you know, we change, right? We've gone through, think just in our own lives, where we were as children and who we are now in Christ. And just think about the world and creation, where it started and where we are. But Christ is the same yesterday and today, forever and always. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning of before even the first page, the beginning. And then going past what we don't even know about yet. That's that universe thing that Brian was talking about. It just goes, we only have this little tiny picture is all we've got. And then there's Christ Jesus. Behold, even so, behold. So I want to teach you this little chorus, and then we'll try the song together. So it's just the slide that says, even so. I just realized I think I'm on the wrong capo, so let me put that where I'm supposed to be, because we'll be singing in the wrong key. It says, even so, we behold, even so, we behold, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, even so, we behold, even so.
Even so, we behold.
beginning and end. Who was and who is and will be. To him all glory is given. Look to the cloud where he's coming. Let every tribe see the one. He who has loved us and freed us. Saved us from all we have done. Even so, we behold. Even so, we behold. Even so, even so.
Feel the Spirit of God in here tonight? Yes, you can feel God. You can feel Jesus Christ here. And you've ushered in the Spirit. We thank you for that. We thank you for that. Music has a way of speaking to the heart and the soul where sometimes words are just not enough. And we know that when Jesus comes back, we'll be singing praises to his name. And I know Sean will be leading that beautiful,
yes,
glorious time with us as well. So
yes,
we'll join together. One family, one Lord,
yes,
one people together. I wait for that day to come. In the meantime, Sean, I know, goes around to various churches and ministers to them. Hopefully it's raised your understanding of God's love, how God is always the same, always on your side, and always there for us all. And we all need to hear that every day of all of our lives. And it's through this ministry that Sean is doing, that he's touching lives and giving people hope and giving people the opportunity to have a relationship with our God. And I thank you for that, for sharing that. You're beautiful. I'm sorry. So we want to also help him do that kind of work. We know that God, the Bible tells us that when someone comes and ministers, that we are to help take care of them financially so they can continue that work. So we're going to take an offering now, so that the work that Sean is doing for God, because he did say to God, send me. And aren't you glad that God sent him here to us this night? Let's take an offering on behalf of our church to continue the work Sean is doing. Let us pray. God, we give you this offering now so that you can bless Sean, so that he can continue to speak for you, to sing for you, to teach who you are. We thank you for his ministry. We thank you for his calling. We thank you for bringing here to us this night. We ask you, God, as we share these offerings, may this money go forward to help him help others, God. Bless him, bless his relationship with his husband, bless his ministry, God, and continue to use this awesome man to reach out and bring your love to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Give myself away so you
myself away.
People say, amen. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you for just having the opportunity to be here and worship with you all and just to sing about Jesus. Yeah, I don't get to do that at every church I go to. I'm going to be honest. You know, sometimes you kind of have to water down some of that. And it's hard. Don't like that. You know, that's not what's inside me. So just wonderful to be in this family, this church family, and get to say, you know, I surrender all to you. I give it all to you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand together and sing about the relationship we have with God.
Well, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God, He calls me friend. I am a friend of God, you know this song. I am a friend of God. You are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me?
It's amazing. I am a friend of God.
Thank you for this wonderful family, the opportunity just to be in your presence in this place. Wherever two or more are gathered, God, we know that, and just we experience that right now, right here in this place. We affirm that. We know that it's true, and we know that we know, and so we want to take that with us as we go out into the world now, as we prepare for Monday morning, the start of a new week, God. We want to feel that presence in us. Let the worldly things that are in us get out of the way. It's not that you like went away and we didn't have you. You're always there, but we got to get the other stuff out of the way to be that empty vessel that can be filled with your spirit. Shout to the world and sing to the world, I am a friend of God, and you are a friend of God. You are a child of God, and let that light be what is seen in us when people look at us. And we lift all this up in praise to your glorious name, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.